And I was working at the General Electric. Sure. Yeah, General Electric. And then when General Electric decided to move their radio and TV to Syracuse, New York, I was asked to move with them, but we had just got married, and our friends were all here. I decided I would stay here in Bridgeport. So from there, General Electric, I went to night school, and then started the night work at Bridgeport Brass.
Bridgeport Brass.
I learned, was a machinist to an engineer, hydraulic engineer, that I worked my way up in the 32 years that I worked at Bridgeport Brass.
Maybe you could describe a little bit, when you first started there as a machinist, what exactly was your job like? Well, what did you do?
When you see the Bridgeport Brass today, what's the beginning? Practically every building is there from the beginning. It's the old, first old section by the railroad there.
On East Main Street?
Grand Street.
Oh, okay.
On Grand
Street. That building,
yes.
Yeah.
Our machineries and a lot of the we're all belt-driven from drills to, good grief, my mind escapes me on the different machine. There was a machine would break down, a draw mill or something, where it would draw tubes, where it would draw wires.
Yeah.
We'd break down, and we'd go there and repair it.
Okay.
And we used to, if we had to make our parts, to make the machine go, we'd come back and make our own parts. Compared to today, they just buy the parts from outside.
Yes.
And the lathes and the milling machines, we all did that.
I see. And how did you get that job? I mean, were they just hiring?
I heard if I went to Bullet Avon, as a machinist, I could be hired. So as soon as I started at Bullet Avon, I went to apply at the Bridgeport Brass, and they hired me.
Okay.
So I was working there nights, and I go to school before, okay, and going right to work.
And was there a union there?
Yes, there was a union. Yes. Yeah. And let's see, I worked about 3 months, got laid off, because there was a slack in those days in 1945. For about 4 months, I sold sidings. I was a salesman, just trying everything to keep alive. Then they called me back. Then another 4 months later, I got laid off again. I went to work at American Chain, working on the making the blades. I was in what was I doing there? The girls would work on making the blades, and something would happen, I would repair or break down.
Uh-huh.
Troubleshooter. And they called me back, Brass, I went back. Then I went to Bullet, work on a milling machine there. I liked it there. But then when they called me, I felt that I had to build some time for as far as the union was concerned. So then I worked another 3-4 months, I got laid off again. I went back to American Chain, laid off again, and 3-4 months, went to Bridgeport Brass 4 times in a matter of, before the year was over, I had been laid off 5 times. And then I finally built up enough seniority.
Maybe.
Where there was a layoff, there was always somebody in the machine shop after me.
Okay, and did you have benefits there? I mean, was there like insurance, sick time, vacation time?
Oh, the Bullets had it, but Bridgeport Brass hadn't. When I retired from the Bridgeport Brass after 2 years, I got a certain payment for so many years, and that was all.
I see, but...
I got $410 a month pension for 32 years.
And while you were working there, though, did you have sick days? Was there insurance, any of that?
They had sick days and insurance, but I was not the type. If I had a headache or didn't feel like working, I went to work. I was sent home once because I had been cut on the leg from a saw. Another time, they sent me home because I had a fever. Twice, you could say, in the 32 years, I actually stayed away from work.
Russia. Okay, and in general, could you tell me, when you first started there, what was the salary like?
I can't even figure. Yeah,
not necessarily what you made, but what the average worker was making. You know.
I can't even think of what we were getting. I don't know if my wife would remember either. I'm not sure salary was. I know that we got along anyway. Okay.
And how big a company was this?
Bridgeport Brass. Yeah. There was a Bridgeport here for 111 years.
Okay, and when you first started, about how many people worked there?
Oh, I used to remember. 1,400.
Okay, so it was a good size.
There was over 1,000 people working there at Bridgeport Brass when I was working there. Then it dwindled down to...
Okay, so you were saying there were about 1,500 people there?
At least. It was one of the largest plants in Bridgeport.
And they work different shifts?
I worked 14 years. I worked on the third shift. And I worked on the first shift for a while. And then my last years were there in the machine shop. Was on the third shift. That's where I broke my left wrist and back in 2 years before the plant closed down, broke my right wrist. But it never kept me from finding other jobs once I got laid off there. Well, when I got laid off, Fishport Brass closed down in 1881.
Okay, just before we go beyond the brass shop, during the time that you were there, do you recall any strikes or lockouts?
Oh, yes. I remember there was one strike we used on Bond Street. I remember we had barrels there to keep us warm. I forget exactly what the strike was about money and insurance. We won out anyway, far as I can remember.
Now, was this a GE or at...
It was a GE.
GE.
No, that was Bridgeport Brass.
Okay.
I was still at the Bridgeport Brass when I went on strike.
Okay.
No, we didn't go on strike, but that was with the GE.
Yeah, because you had mentioned
strike.
Bond Street.
Yes, Bond Street, yeah. Because that was before I went to the Brass. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I was at General Electric.
Okay, so...
Not at the Brass.
During that entire 32 years, there were no strikes?
No.
There. Okay. How did the workers get along with your bosses? And apparently the things were going well?
Things were going well as far as I was concerned. I never was one to mix in. They used to ask me if I wanted to be a steward, and I used to say, well, as far as I'm concerned, if a man is wrong, he should be protected. Mm-hmm. If he can't do his job, he should be protected. That was my feeling about the unions. As far as I'm concerned, that is... And I never had no problem. I know one thing that I had a thing with. I was called on jury duty, and in those days they didn't pay nothing. I got $10, and that was it for a week. All the whole month I was on. I was 3 years in a row, and finally on the third year, being called straight for duty, finally the union put in a clause where I would get $10 from the court, and the company would pay me the rest.
The difference between
that's
that
one thing I was able to, I think I was instrumental in getting that in for the other people.
Okay. And do you recall any examples of, I don't know, discrimination or anything like that, harassment?
I never was involved with anything. I worked nights, did my job, and concentrated on doing the best I could. Like I tell my boys when they work, go to work. Do the best you can whenever, and no matter what, don't worry about what the next man is doing.
There you go.
Because when there's a time comes when they need a good man, you'll always have you to remember, providing they don't have another another union man or another relative involved, but there were the possibilities.
Okay. Okay.
My son is going through that now at Sikorsky, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so you were at the brush up till they closed down in 80.
81. Mm-hmm.
Describe that. Why did they close down?
Well, first they were sold to alcohol company. And then that alcohol company sold them to another. Steincross was one of them. When he left, was when the brass went down.
Steincross
was the president of the Bridgeport Brass. He was the finest supervisor or boss or superintendent that the brass ever had, or any company in Bridgeport, as far as all the words I work at. He had the feeling, even on radio, he was responsible to say the prayers on radio. If there was any promotion when they or Christmas time, he had parties for the workers at where Bishop Sheen Center is.
Oh, okay.
And when the foremans had a party, they had a grand party. And he believed in a family, and family that grows together stays together. That was the symbol they used in the prayers, I believe, also.
Okay.
And I have very, very fond memories of the Bridgeport Brass.